just relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringin' that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast
made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up
to my baby.
Hello, my beautiful people. What is up? Thank you for joining us on the hottest podcast live from Las Vegas. If it's your first time tuning in, guys, welcome and thank you. You can join us online and subscribe to all of our social media platforms, guys, on rmb-live.com. What is up? We have a really great show for you guys today. We have some juicy R&B news. We have our topic. And we have a very, very special guest. But first, I want to introduce you guys to the meat and potatoes of this show, our crew. What is up, guys? How you guys doing?
Wait. Which one? Who's the meat and who's the potatoes? Because I'm showing it ain't no potato. I got the meat.
That's between you and Tasha.
I think I got both.
Oh, Lord. What's that, good?
What up?
I'm super excited.
What is up?
Hey.
All right, guys, we have such a great show for you. Yes, I don't even know where to begin. It's going to be jam-packed with so many things.
Why are you covering your mouth?
I don't know. I'm just excited.
Show that beauty, girl. Don't hold
yes.
it back.
Yes.
That beautiful brown skin of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep it 100. But we can't do nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing without this guy.
Mm-mm.
He has many names.
Yes.
But he only goes by one. The one and only.
DJ Goodbye. Bro, it's been a while. What the fuck?
Yeah. I know, right?
Where you been?
Busy, working.
Yeah. Bro, do I have to up
He's
the fucking...
booked and busy.
I got to pay him more money now?
Working and talking?
I think so.
Fuck, man. I
got to bust out the bills.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Glad to have you back.
I know.
Just doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same stuff, different day? What's going on?
Just a lot more of the same stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we love the same stuff.
Yeah, we love it.
Well, that shirt is hot. He's coming
with the drip.
You know how old this is?
Yeah.
This is from the 90s.
It looks like it's from
literally,
the 90s.
I bought this, I think,
I
maybe
love
like
it.
98 or 99.
Oh, vintage?
You kept
I'm just kidding. I hate when people
Damn,
say that.
Clean
maybe
still.
The latest would be like 2002, but
it
this
ain't
is
faded.
An old ass shirt.
It
ain't
faded.
That's what I was going to say.
What kind of detergent?
No fade.
Oh, you
what
guys
kind
don't
of
even
detergent?
Know. I have like stacks and stacks of t-shirts.
What?
Stacks.
Do you like use one time and then put it away for like another year? Like, I don't know. What are you doing?
No, I kind of go through like little sections. I'll wear that for like months, maybe years until it starts getting holes in it. And then like I was tossing them back in the day. Now everybody wears shirts with holes. You know what I mean?
You set the trend.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if you guys ever noticed that. Like, if you ever go out, there's like dudes with like,
yeah,
they're like $100 shirts and there's like tons of holes all over it.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
It's a homeless look? What is
I don't
that?
Know.
I don't know what's
don't
going
know.
on. Is that air? No. Is that Aaron? No. All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, let's do a toast.
A toast, yeah.
You know, we always do a toast before we.
We got it.
Wait, did Gas get anything? Did Gas, you got anything to drink? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
energy
we
got to
get
here.
Him something. Okay.
All right. Who's gonna make do that?
I will do the toast. Since our show is to producers, why not toast to all the amazing producers out there that's making these bomb songs? Cheers to the producers!
Yes.
Yay! and great
more,
Glenn.
And more money. More money.
More money. More money. Money.
All right, guys. Cheers. Like I said, we have an amazing show for you guys. Coming up, we have the latest R&B news, but we're going to take a quick break. Who do we got? Good vibes. Right.
We have, how do you say this? MKXYZ.
Yeah.
This is Tashaw's pick. Tashaw wanted this song on her.
Okay. Here we go. R&B Live, man. Kiefer.
Ishade.
And Tashaw.
Let's go. Yeah. Wow.
Awesome. Y'all like that?
I like
it. That shit was fire.
I like you a lot.
Good. Yeah, you get the claps on that one, girl.
Yes, thank ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
That shit was fire.
One of my producers.
Okay. Welcome back to the R&B Live, man, Kiefer.
And your girl Tashaw.
So we let's get into it. Let's the motherfuckers R&B news.
Yes.
Tashaw, what you wait a minute, before we get into the R&B news. We gotta introduce it to one of the hottest producers in Las Vegas.
Yes we do. Mm-hmm.
The one and only King Gas.
Let's go.
King Gas.
What up? Welcome, man. So yeah, he's gonna be part of our R&B news. Okay, yeah. So you know. Go. So but y'all stay tuned because we got a very insightful interview on this man. So y'all just keep it locked right here. But Tashaw.
Yes.
What you got for us, baby girl?
Well, you guys know summer is coming up, mm-hmm. and when summer comes, the concerts comes. Yes. Woo! So I'm excited about all the new concerts coming up.
I thought the booties come out.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Sun's booty out, buns out.
Booty
out.
Ass and all that. Plus concerts.
Yes.
So one of the concerts is coming up, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we got that coming up. That's going to be April 25th to May 5th. In New Orleans, of course.
Okay.
And the lineup, guys. Anderson .Paak.
Look at all that.
Free Nationals. And I love them. They're so good. John Baptiste. Mm-hmm. Fantasia.
Yeah, look at that lineup. Earth.
Oh, that lineup. Oh.
Fire.
Crazy.
Why did you
Kim?
Put Kim? Okay, can I say something?
What?
When they be doing these flyers, why they got the fucking names... Like a damn eye chart, you know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
The eye doctor eye chart.
Yeah, like I can see the first three rows, but the other nine I can't see. I'm sorry, Tashaw.
That's okay. There's going to be many, many more. You know, PJ like Morton.
Oh.
So many. So you guys, if you're in the New Orleans area during that time, April 25th, May 5th. Make sure you guys check it out. I would love to go to that. I don't think I'm gonna be in New Orleans during that time, but that sounds like a nice lineup.
I love New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. We also got Soul Bloom, guys. That's May 3rd through the 5th, and that's gonna be in Sacramento, California.
Sactown.
And the lineup here is hot as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
We got SZA. Mm-hmm. We got Snow Allegra. Ari Lennox, JoJo. What? JoJo? I love her.
I know, we do.
Masego, Sir, Leon Thomas, Jordan Ward, Cherry 22, and so many more. So you guys, make sure you guys check out the Soul Bloom.
Hey, on Sir, man, I don't know if you guys, you know, the reason why, and this is beautiful because this story needs to be told. The reason why he hasn't put out any music in the last year or so is because he has gone through a drug... You know.
Yes, I saw.
Like
recovery. But he's been a year and a half sober now.
So that's why
I'm so proud of him, man. So now he's got new music coming out. So keep it going, brother. We rooting for you, man.
We're rooting for you. Yeah. And I'm glad that he opened up about that because a lot of people sometimes don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we ain't perfect. Come on now.
No one is.
I mean, I know I look good and everything, but you know, shit.
But
okay, great.
But yeah, that was a good point. Another concert that's coming up is Strength of a Woman Festival and Summit. And you know we've been celebrating women all month.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue celebrating. Yes. That's going to be May 10th through the 12th. And that's in New York. And the lineup there is my Auntie Mary. Mary J. Blige, Jill Scott,
oh, that's a beautiful
Money
picture
Long,
of
her. 50 Cent, Jadakiss. Lola Brooke, and so many, many. That was fun. And so many more. So you guys, make sure you check them out if you're in New York during that time, May 10th and May 12th.
Hey.
I love
so
it,
that's
I love
what
it.
I got for you guys. I know. Sade, what you got for us?
So a little bit more news, guys. Usher's iconic
discography. See, I can say big words. I can say big words.
See, how can you I can't say? You rubbing
you
off on me.
You pass it on to us.
It's contagious.
Hey, guess if you don't know, man, I be fucking up words and names.
names especially.
Well, you got that one, man. Discography.
Yeah. Discography. I don't know. I can't.
I haven't finished
we're
my
so
drink
proud
yet.
Of you.
I
know. We're so proud.
He needs
of
a
you.
Gold star. Where's the gold star at?
All
right. So my husband, he received over 30 new certifications for his from the RIAA. Let's see. A lot of his singles and albums ended up getting certified and made it like quadruple platinum.
That's amazing.
An example, his fourth album, Confessions, is now certified 14 times platinum.
Damn.
Wow.
14 times.
Can we get
platinum?
Some claps for Usher?
Is he the king?
That's
is he the
amazing.
King? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He is.
Absolutely. All right,
hey. My boy.
I don't know if I can say this during Women's Month.
Say it.
No, say it.
In the absence of R. Kelly.
There you go. You have to. You have to.
Unfortunately, man.
I mean, hey, R. Kelly is—he's a beast. He's a beast.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't deny it.
We had an episode and talked about this.
Yeah.
It was for R. Kelly. It was for the music, for his songs, for his. You know, but yeah, it was a tough one, but we did it. And
yeah,
we,
it's hard
we
to separate your talent from your brand. Yeah. And his brand on. But yeah, man, definitely. If it's not R. Kelly, it's Usher for sure.
I agree. Sure. I agree. Mm-hmm. So deaf. Baby. So deaf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trey Songz.
Okay, what you got? What's going on?
So look like Trey Songz getting a lot of beef. Okay, when he did some inappropriate meet and greet with his fans during a show that he did in I don't know. There you go. We're gonna go through these. I don't see anything wrong with these photos. These photos, you know, I mean.
Oh my God.
I mean, he does look like he's hitting it from the back, but that.
But she don't. I mean.
You know.
Whatever.
She probably asked for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These people don't.
The fans usually. Hey, can you take a picture like this? Okay.
It's probably what
sure
he did
he
after
didn't
the
suggest
picture.
You think? So I don't. Oh. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, this is that's normal.
It looks playful.
That looks playful.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with this. I mean,
maybe the hitting from the back is a little too much, but if she wanted it, then,
ooh, she a big girl right there, know? Boy. Anyway, but I think it's because of the sexual assault cases that he has. I think it's kind of like, you know, not a good look.
Come on, Saggy. He is Saggy too.
I know.
Not representing.
But yeah,
we might have to revoke him.
But
we might have to revoke his Sag card.
I'm usually hard on the R&B culture when it comes to stuff like that. But I have to agree. That is not. There's nothing wrong with those photos.
Yeah, it's very playful.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's.
Go ahead, Mr. Sag.
There's nothing wrong with the photos as far as sexual assault. But I did see some unaesthetically pleasing.
Oh,
things did, you that. Did?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, with the wrinkled background. Like, come on,
come on, man,
come on, bro.
Come on.
You gotta hide the stuff. You
gas,
know,
gas,
come on, bro.
Gas with the details, boy.
Oh,
you, bro.
Yes,
we
yes,
need to hire. We need to
yes.
hire him for the R&B podcast. Yeah.
Right, definitely.
He's not guilty for the other stuff, but he's definitely guilty of that. Flag on the play, brother.
Wrinkles
come on,
in the background.
Right. I love that.
Dirty shoes,
right? You know, yeah. Bro.
Oh God,
Tasha, what you got? You got
all
the next
right.
one right here, girl.
Yes, yes.
What you got?
We got the legendary R&B singer farewell tour to receive the NAACP Lifetime Achievement Award. Frankie Beverly.
Ooh, I like Frankie Beverly.
He will receive the Lifetime Award. Yes. And he deserves it. I'm definitely a Frankie Beverly fan. And
I used to go to the Essence Festivals every year from like 97 to like 2006. And Frankie Beverly always used to close out the show at the very end of the weekend. Mm. And even though you know what song he's gonna play, this shit's still fire.
It is still fire. It is.
And you know you gotta do, you gotta,
he's
do
still
your, you
moving
know,
and grooving.
Yeah, come on now, two step all day.
I learned all his songs at the barbecue.
Definitely.
I've been to a couple of barbecues.
Definitely.
I got invited. I got
all of his songs at the barbecue.
I got invited. Good vibe. I got invited.
That's what's up. So what you got, Sade?
So we do have some notable birthdays this month. It's crazy. I didn't realize how many divas were born this month.
Oh, wow.
In May.
So
huh?
In May, we got Chaka Khan.
Okay,
May 23rd.
Yeah, May 23rd. Okay. Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
May 25th.
Happy birthday.
Yes, Diana Ross on the Diana. 26th. And Mariah Carey on the 27th. Like, how, what? How,
all the who, legends.
How did this happen?
Wow. Like,
all the legends.
I wonder how old Diana Ross is.
I know. I don't know. But she looked good.
She looks amazing.
She looked good.
You got the pictures right here.
That's a beautiful picture of Aretha.
She definitely was a diva. Boy, she was fine back then. Go on, girl.
I mean, she earned it. Be the diva that you are. Go ahead. You earned that.
right. Exactly.
That is crazy. But yeah, happy birthday to these beautiful women. And thank you for your contributions to music, girls. We love you.
Yes.
I love it. Well, that includes our R&B news. I think, come on now. Let's keep it
jam-packed.
We'll be right back. We got a music break. We got a new song for y'all. Miss Tiana Taylor.
Hey. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got How Would You Want It.
Come on.
All right, keep it live, guys. This is R&B Live Podcast.
Man, Kiefer.
And Sade.
And your girl, Tasha.
Guys.
Oh, King Guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha, in the house.
Yes!
And we got an amazing guest for you tonight. We are celebrating producers, and I'm super excited and honored to have this producer here tonight. He's a jack of all trades. He's a producer. He's an engineer. He's an entrepreneur.
Mm.
And please give a warm welcome for Mr. Tyler King Gaston. Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
What's up? Finally, huh?
The hardest working man. Hardest working man in business right now.
LA.
Appreciate you, man.
No, Vegas finest.
Indeed.
Yes,
yeah. Northtown baby. Westside raising.
Shut up.
So welcome. We are so happy to have you here in honor of doing this show for producers.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming.
I'm honored to be asked.
Yes. Yeah. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm good. It's been a long day. Yeah. It's been an eclectic day, and if any day speaks to the intro you just said, today is one.
You got all the hats on today.
Seriously, yeah. So we had like a super early 7 a.m. filming of a tour for a youth program.
Wow.
So I left that. Then we had a tour with Channel 13, I believe. Are we talking about the film studio and the new budget narratives and stuff they're releasing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know if you guys heard about the new studios.
Yeah, we just heard about Summerlin.
So they came out to interview some of the small businesses that work in film to get our perspectives on it and how we think about the bill. And then right in the studio sessions, and now we're on a podcast.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's been a day. I might need a drink.
We got you.
Yeah, but thank you again, man, for having me.
Yeah, man.
No, absolutely. So let us know. I know you've been producing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I would love to know, like, who has been one of your favorite artists that you have produced?
Oh, man, I got a
many. You can let us know a few.
I feel like I'm going to leave somebody out. Then I'm going to get some DMs.
Why are you not going to shout me out?
Exactly. But look, you made it easy for me because it's an R&B podcast.
Yes.
So I'm going to leave out all the rappers.
Sorry, boy.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, we don't do rap on here, bro. Yeah. We don't do rap.
Hey, now.
So some of my favorite R&B or at least pop R&B crossovers are definitely Dimples. That's a great friend of ours.
Shout out to Dimples.
Shout out.
Not just as an artist, producer, but... But, you know, friends of business as well. They're mm-hmm. fellow entrepreneurs, her and her significant other. Mm-hmm. Are great friends with my significant other and
oh.
myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Besties.
So, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely try to lean on each other to make sure we're pushing each other in music, but also in business. TNBA Brody is like one of the youngest up and coming.
Oh.
So he does like a eclectic style. He's definitely like a crossover type of artist. Wanye Brooks, a young guy, has like the Chris Brownish type of vibe to him.
Okay.
If you don't
we
know him,
check
look
out
him
some
up.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else in R&B? Man.
Well, that was a few.
Yeah, you know, that's
yeah,
a few. At least
I
named some.
That.
I feel like we kind of slack in R&B out here.
That's why we that's why we got
that's,
this podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why we have this podcast. Yeah.
But also, like, I know Carlos works for other people, and then yep. Castro is a brother of mine.
Yeah.
You know, he like the king of R&B out here for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'll let them fight over that.
Yeah.
But much respect to him. There are a lot of people who are doing it. I don't necessarily work with them all the time, but mm-hmm. they know it's love. Our doors are always open to them.
Yeah.
But definitely it. Those are some names that, you know, mm-hmm. I love to work with.
That's dope. That's dope.
I love
dope.
That.
Yeah. So, so you being in the industry here in Vegas, how difficult has it been for you to have these R&B artists come into your studio and you know and produce and everything?
Difficulty in what way?
Like the lack of.
Mm.
Not enough R&B singers. Not enough good R&B singers.
I guess when we're in that vibe to write R&B music, or we're looking to specifically produce for R&B, mm-hmm. it becomes a difficulty. But to be honest, it's so many different artists in different genres. Like, we kind of don't notice that R&B is slacking until we go to look for, well, we hear all these rappers, we hear rock music, like,
yes.
where's the R&B?
Right.
So it's almost like out of sight, out of mind, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So when we're looking for it and we can't find it, then we realize that, it's absent,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But when they're in the studio, they're fun to work with.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I don't know what it is about R&B. Like, they got to work more.
Yeah.
They definitely got to work more.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio of R&B to all the other genres is way too low.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So. So y'all gotta step up your game. Come on, man.
Step it up.
Yeah, seriously.
Bring the R&B back.
Yes.
So when you are producing your songs and you're trying to find that beat, have you ever had like a happy accident happen that turned into something fantastic?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. The first one that pops up into my head was trying to produce for my wife. My wife is from Hawaii.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Hawaiian and Jamaican, right? So she does Afrobeat.
Okay.
Right? And so true, authentic Afrobeat, like, you kind of have to be from there to produce that way, right?
Mm.
But in me studying it and trying to produce it, but having backgrounds in gospel, R&B, and hip-hop,
yes.
it made a genre for her and a sound for her that was, you know, it
wasn't
up,
here
exactly,
5-6 years ago.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it ended up being something that she can, you know, establish for herself.
Oh, that is so dope. That's so
cool.
She's a singer too.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
An engineer. She's the only female engineer.
Go,
yeah.
In
the
city. Wifey. Shout out to Wifey.
We gotta bring her on too.
Yeah.
I'll tell her.
Yes.
She had a session tonight. She actually would have came with me.
Okay.
We would love to meet her.
Yeah,
yes, bring her back. Absolutely. Would you mind sharing like a little bit of your creative process? Everybody has a different process on how they gather beats or even working with someone. What is some of the things you may do? Or
I'll talk about, I guess, producing first, like in the sense of just making beats, right? So it can honestly come from anywhere. I can hear a song, I'm like, oh, that's dope what they did with the bass line or
mm-hmm.
this chord progression.
Yeah.
And it can start from there. Or it can start with a random sound. You know,
I
heard the sound of traffic or something, and it just inspired, you know, a beat or a melody or something. And
wow.
then we start with that melody and we build from there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In terms of actually building a record from start to finish, it's all based on the energy that's in the room at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes we'll have artists come into the studio. We can play through beats, but a lot of times the only answer, the right answer, is to create something from scratch in the moment that we're in. So Yeah, sometimes it usually, or most of the time, it usually happens like that. We'll start playing melodies. We'll start writing dope ideas together. Somebody will go in and sing the top line, a freestyle, or, you know.
Yes.
It'll be mumbling, like,
yeah.
Right? And then we'll go in and put the words to it, and, you know, maybe an hour or two later, we got a record.
Wow.
I love that. Because, like, every experience is a little different with each artist. It's not like this, okay, you do this, and you do that. Yeah. So I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
You know, testament to that same situation, that's where you find like dope artists and dope producers.
Yeah.
Because a big part of our job is playing a role, right?
Mm.
So we may have somebody who, like a J.R. Castro, right? He doesn't really need too much, you know, help.
Mm.
So even the fact that he allows us to help him is a testament to us, but also him as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then just knowing when to, you know, when to help out, when to, you know, offer this part, when to be a three-point shooter, when to be a, you know, a post player in terms of music.
And that's funny. Right. That was my next question. I was going to ask you, what has been the most difficult aspect of getting an artist to bring the best out of the artist? Maybe like hitting a note they never hit. What is your process on trying to obtain that? Like, you need to sing. Come on, you know, or do you go that route?
No,
you do.
Yeah. What's the level before Ike Turner?
You know? Yeah,
whatever that level is. That's why I'll push it. Before things get violent.
Right.
Anime.
All jokes aside, like, I think the only difficulty comes when they're stubborn. They're not open-minded.
Mm.
Most of the artists that come into the studio now, they're already I feel like that was a sound bite.
We're gonna record that.
Most of the time they're already familiar with our style. Like, they know that we're not just quiet engineers that sit back, and that's one of the reasons why they chose to, you know, come in and introduce themselves to us or choose to work with us. And so we never really hesitate to share insider ideas and stuff, and most of the time we don't really get a lot of, you know, super pushback. Might be a few young artists that are unsure of themselves, like, I don't know if that'll work,
right?
But then they try it and they see, like, nah man, we trying to, you know, it's a team thing, we trying to help you, we wouldn't suggest anything that we think would be a detriment to the song. So there aren't a lot of difficulties, but if there is something that's a catalyst for a bad session, is when people are super closed-minded and they just want things the way that they want it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right, you got it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll push that button for you.
Right. That's when I'm just an engineer.
Facts. Yeah.
Now, have you ever had a person like you just like, okay, I cannot work with you? Like,
you don't, no names.
Yeah, you don't have to say any names.
I ain't scared, but.
I know, that's right. Come on, guess.
I don't think it's ever gotten there too many times.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple artists were banned, and it was really because they just studio etiquette, like, you know, drunk or, you know, certain stuff that don't really have nothing to do with their talent, but more so personal stuff that they may be dealing with. But yeah, man, it's all love at the gas station. We work with all, you know, all levels, man. At the same time, I might be recording somebody who's a super professional. I might get somebody's 7-year-old kid in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, our grading scale is definitely, it involves a curve, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we grade people, we help people, we push people where they're at.
Mm. I love that.
Without expectations of them being the next whatever, you know?
Yeah, and name your studio again. It's called The Gas Station.
The Gas Station Studios.
Go and give the address to that. So for those that need to know.
2270 Losey Road.
Okay.
I know where that is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's right off the I-15 in between Lake Mead and Cary. Is really ducked off in like an industrial space.
Mm-hmm.
We're over there by ourselves, so really private, but more than meets the eye for sure.
I love it.
So I love that you have deep roots in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I know with the academy.
How'd you know about that?
Oh, you know, I did my research.
And
people, you know, are saying you're the next biggest visionary.
Oh,
what legacy do you want to leave behind? before anything?
That's a really, really dope question.
Yeah.
And it's been changing the more I've been growing up, right?
Yeah.
I've been maturing. Of course, I wanted to, at some point, be the Dr. Dre of Vegas. All these different plaques on the wall. And then I realized that your legacy is pretty much privy or based on people talking about it. Mm. Right? It's not really a legend if nobody speaks of it once you're gone. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the producers that came before me here in the city didn't do a great job of reaching back and bringing the next generation with them.
Yes.
And so that was the thought that inspired the Academy. That was one of the reasons why we hire and employ and take interns of, you know, the next generation.
Yeah.
So that we're, picking the predecessor, the person who's going to come up and not be afraid to say, hey, man, Gaz taught me this. I think in Vegas, we see a lot of the professionals, the higher-ups, being gatekeepers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's for information, that's for opportunity, that's for connections, and that's not really the way we should be doing things.
That's dope. We're the same way here at the R&B Live Podcast. I mean, Jay Boogie is a prime example. He didn't know anything about production and switching and stuff like that, and we brought him in to teach him because he wants to get into the industry.
No, you know, now his ass over there switching.
Shout out to Jay Boogie. And we're advocating that as well. We're supporting any entity in Vegas that's gonna have that type of impact in the community. And once we get our studio, we're gonna have the same energy. And I'm probably gonna talk to you on some how we can maneuver in that space.
Yeah, it's important, man, that we network laterally before we think about networking vertically.
Yeah,
right.
That means that people that are already doing and activating on the same wavelength, we connect first, right? We build the network first, and that way it's super easy to climb off of that because we already built the foundation.
I mean, you already got love because you love R&B just as much as we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is now your home.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I definitely want to make this publicly. You know, any artist that you want to bring on, bring them through here.
Yes, okay, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
We would love to showcase because these are all Vegas and outside Vegas, but we want to do more Vegas artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got some artists that you think that could be something we could put on, man, bring them through.
So I'm actually show them some love right now. The first time I came here and they talked about that specific thing, I looked on the wall and they have pictures of everybody who sung live on here. Like, they took the time to print out a great photo, no bad photos that they stole from Facebook, right? No flip phone, camera phone, Android quality. These professional portraits on the wall, framed, aesthetically placed up there, no crooked frames, and they're all signed, right?
See, the man's attention to detail.
Got it right
and
tight.
Attention to detail. Nah. I appreciate you, bro.
I love that.
So when I see things like that, it speaks volumes because it says that you care about what you're doing. You did it for a purpose, and all of the love that you're showing and making artists feel welcome, man, is intentional. So.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, bro. That's love.
I love that. Yeah.
And got me over here chilling over here.
Yeah. And then also, man, like, we do need to build that network, right? So, as we just spoke about, Hollywood is coming here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
There's not going to stop at films. They're bringing music. They're bringing labels.
Facts.
And so if they come here and they perceive that we don't have anything for them to invest in or come and be a part of, they're just going to build their own.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as soon as we start connecting, right, and being on the same page, then we'll already have
the infrastructure.
Loop. Exactly. Yeah. The infrastructure and all they'll come in and do at that point is, hey, I got this budget. I need to send this person the gas. I need to send them to this podcast in order to break records. So if we start now, that's sooner than later.
And I'll be the first, and I always say this, it needs to be black owned.
Oh, I mean.
First and foremost.
Oh, am I tripping?
Don't let the color fool you.
Yeah, the white man. The white man is talking.
They already know, but you didn't know.
But he black inside.
But I'm the only light skin on here other than Tashaw.
Yeah.
And good vibe. Yeah. But real talk though, that's what we're targeting. We're targeting the urban city, black and brown young kids. That's why, that's why we're elated about your academy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is so dope.
So I'm gonna talk you off air how we can invest.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do it all the time. I invest into Dimples ventures, stuff like that. So, you know, and then we got my man Jay Boogie. Jay Boogie's gonna teach somebody else.
Yes.
So yeah, so
yeah,
we're all about that here.
That's dope. That's dope. Man, I probably got some questions for y'all. Like, how'd y'all find out that information? That's dope though, man. That's dope.
Appreciate it.
Now let our listeners know, you told them the address where you are, but for social medias, and if you have a website, please let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, so you can find me personally at KingGas100. That's it's uniform on all platforms.
Okay.
Tyler Gaston on Facebook. You know, that's where all my political people are. So I got to be Tyler on there.
You got to be Tyler on there. I got to be Keith on that.
Right,
that's right.
But also the Gas Station Studios LV on Instagram. Gas Station Film Studios on Instagram as well. But yeah, I mean, we're the only Gas Station
Film
Studios.
Studio.
Yeah. So,
yes, please,
we opened
the
new gas station in 2021, right? That was the audio production side. That had three production studios. Mm-hmm. Then we added a podcast studio, and then that side also had the event space. So in 2022, like late May, right, we expanded. Our neighbor moved out of that suite, and so we renovated that whole like plumbing building and turned it into a film studio. So
it's already dope.
Pre-designed set, so you'll walk in and it'll be like a hospital, a jail cell, courtroom. You know, things that make filming easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's dope. Wow.
Yeah, we'd love to give you guys a tour sometime.
Yeah.
We'll definitely come down.
We'll definitely come down there with cameras and you know, take the video.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
So what you got in the docket, man? What's coming out for you in the next couple of months? We want to get some insight on some hot shit.
As far as music, I'm gonna be honest, it's not, I mean, I got a bunch of projects actually, but not none of my personal, you know, hands-on start to finish. I don't have any hands-on start to finish projects dropping anytime soon. We've been doing a lot of connections with like the county, Clark County, and partnering the studio with the young people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're establishing that because obviously the music's always kind of going to be there. We're engineers. Everybody's gonna, you know, need an engineer from now until AI replaces all of our asses.
Right.
But music never really stops. But my focus has kind of shifted to making sure that we establish that part of the business right now. And so a lot of mentoring programs, a lot of, again, the academy, that's for coming. And taking everything that we currently do right now, from filming, commercials and all these different stuff, and audio podcasts, engineering, producing, creative writing, and making sure that we're successfully passing that on to the next generation.
That's
and
dope.
Definitely kids who can't really afford this shit, like I couldn't afford this shit.
That's dope. That's dope, man.
So yeah, that's really my proudest project right there, and I believe that's gonna have all hits on that album.
I love that. Congratulations, man. We love it, man. We love that. You get the claps on those, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, so we got a guest. I wanted to ask you this question, man, because, you know, without her, we wouldn't know you. And without you, we wouldn't know her. So. So tell us one of the beautiful things that you working with Dimples Music and, you know, and all the inspiration behind the project that you have done with her.
So Dimples has this thing like a fairy trap mother.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, that's her hashtag.
Like, yeah. But it was really like her explanation of how she wanted to sound. Right? And so we had a meeting about the, what was that project called? Fairy Tales? I think the EP was called Fairy Tales.
Yeah, I love that song.
But it also had a title track, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we met about the project and what she wanted it to sound like. Right? And literally the very next morning, after she just told us, like, you know, I want something that's like princessy, R&B, but still grown, but still West Side, right?
Right.
And so I'm working out, and I'm listening to this like melody in my head, and then it just kind of comes out that fairy tales don't grow up on the West Side.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Cause I think that's probably the one of the dopest chorus
in the gym.
Yeah, I was on a bike.
Wow,
on a bike. Yeah. Popped off like, hey, T, what'd you think about this? Like, for Dimples. And sung it to her. She was like, oh, that's dope. Like, we brought it to Dimples. She was like, oh, that's perfect.
Dimples.
Wow. Yeah. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, mine too.
I love that.
I love it. Yeah. That's dope, man. We love Dimples. As you can see, she's up here twice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. She's a repeat.
She's right here and up there. So, because we love her.
Who she thinks she is? Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to purple and in blue. What? Yeah. Okay, it's perfect. Nah, but again, man, we love Dimples. Mm-hmm. We love Dimples. She's a real artist, you know?
Yeah.
Real artist, takes her craft very seriously. I mentioned that level before Ike Turner, right?
Yes.
She'll meet me there, you know?
Right.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. So, okay.
Nah, and I mean, like, talent-wise, she's mm-hmm. willing to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, nah, let's get this right. Let's sing it again until it's perfect. You don't get the auto-tune like everybody else, mm-hmm. you know? You don't
speak
get the,
that.
The crutch. Like, nah, you got to sing it the way...
I love it.
Sung.
I love it.
And she definitely matches the intensity. So
she did mention when we interviewed her first time, she's like, I never done this before. And but Gassus gets me, he just puts me at that level, and I said, okay, I'll do it. And I didn't think I was gonna do it. So she definitely has recognized you pushing her to her limit or her capability, her talent. So
indeed.
Big shout out to you, man.
I mean, that's dope, man. And it's always a mutual respect, because I never wrote from the perspective of some fairy trap mother.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So I would have never embodied myself to be in that shoe, to write from that perspective without her. And I think that's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's definitely a fire collab.
Mm-hmm. You guys did a great job. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, continue doing what you're doing. Let God bless you or inspire
Amen,
you
man.
In every way, because you hate to say this, but the shit is fire.
Yes.
In the same sentence, he's funny, Pastor Kiefer.
Right. The shit is fire.
The shit is blessed. You know what I mean?
The shit is blessed. Yes, it is. But I mean, because that's how I feel about. I'm very passionate about when I mean, because I heard her like 3 years ago. I was like, I got to get this woman on my show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like a harp, and then when I found out about you. I get this brother on my show.
Yes.
Love, man.
You know what I'm saying? So we're extremely blessed you got here, bro.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate y'all having me again.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Gas is lit. He lives up to his name.
Speaking of names, I feel like y'all made these names up, because these are very R&B names. Sade.
Yep.
Tasha. Yeah. Like an album, I swear to God. Yeah. We got DJ Kiefer. Come on, man.
All right,
DJ Goodbye.
I ain't never heard that before.
Right, hold on, man.
I ain't never heard that before.
That's see what's going on here.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You know, we have a thing we call, when Dimples comes on the show, we call ourselves DTS.
Oh, yeah.
It's our girl group name.
It's like the new 3LW. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The new 702.
Yeah, we are.
Exactly.
The one that she should have been on. Did I say that? Who said that? I'm sorry, Dimples. You should have been on that one anyway.
Yes.
So once again, man, give one more time for your social, man, before you get on out of here, just in case, you know, the folks they are not hearing.
He's leaving already?
Yeah, I was like, damn.
You going? Damn.
You wanna stay?
Yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I gotta say something.
Okay, go ahead. What you got?
So I've known Gas for years.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about it.
2014, 2015?
Yeah.
Dang.
I've known him for a while.
Wow.
I got to sit in a bunch of sessions with him, like, not the ones where he's working with people that already have the tracks. Like, literally sitting there while he's making the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so dope.
So, you know how he mentioned Dre?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was the only person or the first person to say that, but I told him back in the day, I was like, bro, you're like the Dre of Vegas. Mm. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, I've seen him do, like, all kinds of music. Mm. Like, he was like, hey, check this out, good vibe. He played this one song. It was Miracle. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
This young girl that's out here. I don't know how old she is now. She's like, maybe like 17?
No, she's 21 now.
Oh, she's 21 already?
Yeah.
Damn, is that long? Yeah, so this girl, Miracle, was fire. just lean more like pop R&B. Yeah. Okay. So he played that. Had some other people that he worked with. He's like, here, check this out. He just kept playing songs and songs and songs. I was like, God damn, bro, this is all you? He's like, yeah, it's all me. I'm like, yeah.
So he's fire. He's been kind of like, you know, not, you know, gassing himself up. he is gassed up.
Yeah, that's like, what's up, man. That's what's up. Whenever you hear a track that he's done, it'll say, I'm all gassed up.
Oh,
it
just
says that in there.
I was just playing. I didn't even know that.
That's his tag.
Okay. That's tight. Wow.
But he's always like this. He's very chill, very cool.
Yeah, he's got a,
you know?
Yeah, he has, but definitely.
For some reason, like, when he works with people, he can bring out the best of you. Because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. Oh, wow. You know?
Well, hey, don't get it twisted, because Dre just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So you know.
Yeah.
We're gonna put that in existence right now, bro. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Just start one out here in Vegas.
It's gonna happen.
Well, we got to get you on this wall then.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. We'd like to get you on.
That's fire. Yeah.
Producer needs love too.
Indeed.
Producer needs love too.
And don't forget, Good Vibe needs the new song.
Right, it's on the way, man. It's on the way.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the way.
You got it.
And then give it to us.
Yeah,
I always
feel
bad. Like every time I see him, he's like, "When are you gonna come to the studio?" I'm like, "Oh man, my bad."
Like he's been saying this for years.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because he saw, you know, like. It's different when somebody comes and sees the new building, mm-hmm. and then we add something to the new building.
Yeah.
But when I have a client that just came today back for the first time since I was in my house.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So seeing that transition.
Seeing that growth.
It's different. Yes. And so the time that we're talking about, I was in a, you know, maybe 500 square feet little office.
Little tiny.
Yeah. So we're squished in there listening to records.
That's dope.
Now we have a 6,000 square foot building, like, you know, he can appreciate the growth as much as I can, you know.
That's what's up, man. We're all going to take a trip out there.
Hell yeah.
Welcome back to R&B Live Podcast.
Woohoo!
Yes! That was a good selection. Now we're going to get into our topic. We're celebrating and talk about our favorite producers. So you guys ready to jump in?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
ready.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yep. I got my best producer.
Okay. I'll produce all y'all.
Facts.
There's so many amazing producers out there. We definitely got to give a shout out to the OGs though, the Teddy Riley, Jimmy Jam.
Yep.
You know, Timbaland.
Babyface.
Mm-hmm. You know, we love all of those producers. But we're going to get into who are some of our favorite producers. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Mine, I pick Leon Thomas.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's really, 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 really dope.
Very underrated.
Very underrated.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was struggling to pick between him and Hitmaker. So the first two songs that we had played by like MKXYZ mm-hmm. was produced by
Hitmaker.
Yes. And Tiana's song as well was produced by him. But he's done so much. So I know that he has done a lot of hip hop, but he's also done a lot of R&B. And I love that he can do both, and he's crossed over to definitely do a lot more R&B artists, and he's doing his thing. So
that's the remake king,
yes,
right there.
Yes, it is the remake mm-hmm. king. But I think he does it well. A lot of people don't do it well, but between him and what's my other boy that's going to jail?
Who going to jail?
Uh-oh.
The one that has shot Megan. Why my mind?
Oh, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. I know.
Okay. Stop the press here. Look. No.
Yes, he does do remix very well to me.
No, I didn't know, but I don't think he's a good R&B producer. I said it.
Oh, God.
I didn't know he made beats. I didn't know either.
So,
he's a hip hop producer?
Well,
he's done it in terms of making remakes, performing remakes.
Yeah,
when
he made
that. People that are known for doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do we have to really give him credit for that gas? I mean, Like,
I mean, he does do some, yeah, some dope remixes.
I used to DJ and I could do some dope ass remixes, and that makes me a dope ass producer.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yes, because
you made it exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
but from a producer's
perspective, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily get that. You wouldn't get that validation.
You're a remixer.
Okay, technically, you are producing something, though. If we're being nice to the kids.
Okay.
So y'all saying Diddy's not a good producer?
It's a difference, is what I'm saying. So now, here's the thing, right?
I'm glad we got a producer here.
Yeah.
Because producer is such a universal term, is being used loosely. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't know if you're talking about an engineer. They don't know if you're talking about an actual beat maker, somebody who makes beats, or the person who comes and puts all the pieces together. Like, mm-hmm. we just have people that do it all sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Dre or Timbaland, where they make the beat, they bring in songwriters and all of that. So we see people like them, and then we just assume that it's all encompassing. So usually, when you say producer, this is a person who actually made the composition of the music. So people like Diddy is like, yeah, you put the team together, but you didn't really produce the record.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of different.
No, break it down for us. Yeah. I mean, that's why you're here, you know? Because everyone don't know. We're not in the studio. We're just looking at the credits, and we think one way, and, you know, so I'm glad that you're breaking that down.
I love that. How do you, as a producer, how do you get the split sheet to like, you know, divvy off the percentages in a session? Like, you know, when you're bringing in like writers or track makers or beat makers, is the split sheet will be able to like, are you able to like diverse the split sheet that way accordingly?
That's a great question, because that's something people should like kind of make like uniform for sessions, right? If ever there's a collaboration, talk of get the money stuff out the way first.
Yeah.
Right? Because people start acting weird after shit gets successful.
Yep.
And yes, there was no paperwork involved in the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you ever collabing with people, bring in the split sheets. Dimples will tell you, we brought in the split sheets. Like, hey, this is a team effort, so we're going to split it this way.
Right.
Right. But typically, a song is divided up into lyrics and music, right? So automatically 50% is all music, 50% is all lyrics, right? So we're just talking about 100% writer scale. And so if you have a co-producer, now you take that 50 and divide that into two.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Or let's say you have a bassist or guitarist that came in and they play like riffs. Like, at that point, the percentages can be like 10%, 20% for them, depending on how much you like them.
Yeah. Do you go off of points? Do you go off of points as well on that? Or, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But all of that's, you know, discussed and talked about up front, usually. It should be. But then on the writers, and again, like, how many writers are there? That's how many ways you should split it. But I will say this to anybody who's watching, any young artists, any young songwriters, producers, if you're producing for somebody like a Chris Brown or a Beyonce, a one-namer, right? Mm-hmm. Prepare to have your points taken. Prepare to have your percentage reduced, okay? You're probably not getting 50% of a song for Beyonce. The reason being, it's Beyonce, right? So her name alone is going to change your life. So don't necessarily look at it like, oh, like I only got, you know, 25% on the Beyonce record. That's one way to look at it.
That's still a lot, but yeah.
But you got to think about 25% of 5 million.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You lucky you got 25.
Exactly, because they can easily, all right, let's just remake the beat.
Yeah.
Let's just get it remade. Let's get somebody else to rewrite this part.
And take you off the split sheet. Take
right.
you off the split sheet.
And now you're not even on the split sheet.
Yeah.
So just prepare for it. It's a dirty game, but you got to play it if you want.
Do you feel that recognition sometimes, like being with a Beyonce, is sometimes better than the percentage? Like, would you, if you had an opportunity?
Facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking the same thing, but just you're being a producer, just okay.
Absolutely, because
you would love to have her in the booth,
of course.
Absolutely, think about what that does for the, you know, the whole situation, right? Mm-hmm. It's a difference to me saying I got 100% of $100 versus I got 10% of a million again, right? And we're talking about Beyonce. So just mentioning, yeah, I did this for Beyonce, that holds so much weight in the industry, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To say, yeah, I studied under Dr. Dre. nobody's really gonna question your position in the room, your purpose for being in the room. And so you go through this whole career of reasons, or creating reasons and compiling reasons for you to be in the room. Mm. Hopefully your talent allows you to stay in the room.
That is, wow.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah, I like that one.
I like that one too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get clapped on that one. You get clapped on that one. Yeah, I mean, and in my own personal, my company, you know, I do sound. And I tell everybody, man, you're only as good as your last gig. Mm-hmm. So don't think that, you know, you did all these amazing things. It gives you validation. Now it gets you in the door.
Yeah.
Or it gets me in the seat to mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I fuck this shit up, that's the last time I'm going to be fucking with these.
For real. Right, right. Yep.
So I have to still perform at a level that got me in the seat.
Absolutely.
Or in the chair.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I love that. I just want to, before we get into you guys, producers, I just want to say with Hitmaker, he's been in the business since he's been 15, you know. So he started when he was 15. He got 75 million sales, 9 billion streams, 9 Grammy nominations. So
Hitmaker.
Right. So he's doing his thing. So I just, like I said, I chose him because he's, I say he's up and coming, but he's been out there for a while. But I love the fact that he is influencing R&B music, and it's good music.
It is.
Tamar Braxton, Tiana Taylor, Trey Song, you know, Summer Walker, Tink, his old boo-boo. So
himself, when he was Young Bird.
Yeah.
Right,
young
even Bird. Him, exactly, even yeah. himself. Yep. So I just wanted to point that out. So.
I love it. Okay.
Oh, can I throw in a subtopic with that?
Yes, do it.
Right,
please.
So
please.
Fun fact, producers like Hitmaker, right? DJ Mustard, Dr. Dre. So these are typically camps now. Like Hitmaker has a producer camp now.
Oh, wow. Right?
So it's a collaboration of a bunch of producers, young, hungry, probably from where he came from, probably ran into him mm-hmm. on his tour of, you know, writing camps and producer camps. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, when they talk about that, like having a producer camp, like, oh, you didn't make that beat, and how'd you put your name on somebody else's work? As a producer, right, we look at it a totally different way, because he turned back around and used his platform to put other people on.
Mm. I love that.
Right, so it's really about your perspective in this industry. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about that with the Beyonce thing, but him, DJ Mustard, they have young people underneath them, other producers, other musicians that they allow to come in and actually, you know, live and make money and a career off of using their name.
I love it.
So shout out to him for that too, because he's playing, you know, multiple roles in that situation.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
You was hating on him, make a love.
No, I wasn't hating. I just love pure. I love pure R&B producers, but. Since King Gas came in here, real talk. Since King Gas came in here, he opened my perspective on how creative
keeping
the genre open.
Yeah.
So you can be a multiple producer in different areas of music. You can bring some of the hip hop elements to the R&B space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But still keep it the riff and the melodies of R&B music. So I got it now.
Yeah. And I think the difference between him and a P. Diddy mm-hmm. is like having a coach that actually played basketball. You know, a mm-hmm. basketball coach that actually plays basketball. Yeah. Not just somebody who...
A player's coach.
You know what I'm saying? Right. He actually produces beats. He knows sounds. He knows, you know, not saying Diddy doesn't know that. But
right.
Nah.
No, I feel you. Yeah.
Hitmaker actually produces beats on his own. He could do it himself, but he chooses to, you know, involve other people.
And I love that aspect of it too.
Yeah.
That's dope. Okay. To show
all right, who you guys got for us?
I was about to get go ham on you, but you know.
Simmer down.
What you got, Shia?
There's so many great, I know we had the list, but I picked my favorite based off songs that I love from them. But I chose Missy Elliott and I chose Stargate. Mm. Missy Elliott, number one, because of Aaliyah and her other contributions with Timbaland and the collaborations that they did with other artists. And I picked New School and Old School, but Missy has done so many great songs that she wrote, produced, like everything. And
to this day.
Yeah, and she's still doing it. And I chose her just for those facts. Stargate, I mean, they have different types of artists. I mean, from Katy Perry to Rihanna, millions and billions sold worldwide. So, those are my favorite. That's what I chose from them. Yeah.
Those are two good ones. I had Missy as one of mine too, and Timbaland, because I just love them too.
They definitely have full of the charts of their music in the early 90s, mid 90s, late 90s, 2000. You know what I'm saying? So they got major hits, you know. But you know, this guy right here,
yes,
you know, and I hope I get a claps on this, Mr. London Taylor Holmes.
All right,
known as London on the track.
We got London on the track.
Yes,
that's a good one.
I love London too.
Me too.
He's so dope.
Yeah, London on the track. And I did not hear from him until I heard Summer Walker, and I was like, who the? Because I'm one of these guys that, you know, I open up a album and I look at the inserts. You know what I'm saying? I look at the sleeves and make who's producing this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And when I saw, I said, "Oh, this cat is dope." And then I did some research. This dude has done a many songs, man. I can't name them all.
Right.
But I'm only gonna do the top four.
Okay.
Playing Games, you know, with Summer Walker. You know that was a number one hit. It went on the Billboard's top 100, I think, for 18 weeks in a row. This I didn't even know he produced one. You by Jacquees.
You know what I'm saying? You know, wow. Like, okay.
You? Yeah. That's
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that.
And then he definitely dipped into the pop genre of a position with Andre. What's her name? Andre Grande. What's her name?
Ariana. Oh my God, that was disrespectful.
Right?
How did you butcher that name?
He did say that though. Yeah, he did warn you. Yeah, don't get offended. It's a thing.
I was definitely
forgive him, Ari.
Andre Grande. I'm like, is that a Latin artist? Who is that?
Sorry. Sorry. Well, how you say her name again?
Ariana.
Jeez.
Sorry, baby girl. It's the alcohol. I'm surprised his good vibe is being quiet on it. He usually gives me ass too.
Right. He do.
And then of course come through with Summer Walker. You know, that whole entire album, I think
bangers.
I think that album is probably one of the best albums in the 2000s.
Agreed.
To me.
Yeah,
agreed.
So, you know, it so is a good, so good, yeah, pick. So London on the track, that's my guy.
Hey. Oh shit.
In 2000s though, that's a big ass time gap.
I think
24
years. 24 years. I think.
Jeez.
I think. Give me another one, Gas. Give me something in that 20 years.
In 20 years.
You gotta put Usher in there. Usher.
Right. Like in 20 years though? Like so many, I feel like so many albums came out since.
I know. There's been a lot.
Year 2000?
Yeah,
damn.
It's too many.
Okay, right. All right. Well, give me your producer. One of your favorite producers that you love, that inspires you.
All right, since you took my favorite one right now.
Oh shit. Okay.
Right. London on the track, definitely, man. Like when I listen to it as a producer, there's a certain respect. It's like, oh, I knew what it took to accomplish that sound you use, you know? So it's a respect there. I also like DJ Mustard too.
Yeah.
They used to clown DJ Mustard, like, you know, the bigger producers that actually play everything, blah blah blah. Like, oh, he's simple. However, DJ Mustard changed like the course of like R&B, right? If you go back and you really date it, when he started dropping like the songs for like Ty Dolla $ign and the Vegas, Real Vegas Club Radio Top 40 R&B, LMA sound, like the bouncy West Coast.
Yeah.
That was DJ Mustard. Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh shit, LMA. I forgot about her.
Yeah, LMA, Chris Brown. He got a bunch of different hits, man. Rihanna, like, list goes on, but London is definitely my favorite. I rock with DJ Mustard very heavy. I think my GOAT producer of all time,
let's hear it,
Quincy Jones.
Oh
yes.
I don't know if we'll ever have another Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
just
Quincy is, woo.
Just how music's heading, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We would have to digress, learn from those who came before us in order to catch back up, and I don't know if that's gonna happen.
That's a good thing.
I met Quincy too. He was so nice.
I'm
looking
jealous.
So sweet.
What?
This
girl, I don't know, she how got a randomly lot of fun just got invited to a birthday party that he was having, in Hollywood, in West Hollywood. But yeah, it was really cool. And he just was very personable, went around talking to everyone. Wow. And he was just so sweet. Had a short conversation with him, just letting him know how much I loved him and his music. And he was just so grateful, more grateful that I'm telling him that than, you know. So nice. Yeah, that was sweet.
Nice, nice. I know.
That was like his 90th birthday party or what?
Exactly. That was probably about 12 years ago. Yeah, that was about 12
years ago. Okay, so he recognized. He said, okay.
He recognized me.
He recognized you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that was our topic of the night. We're going to take a quick break. I chose our fourth break song.
I love this song.
Only because Missy Elliott produced it. It's Keisha Cole's.
Woo!
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get in the top five, guys. Keep it locked. This is the R&B Live Podcast. This is Sade.
Kiefer.
And Tasha.
Oh, and King Guy.
There you go. Be like, damn, that's hot. That's hot. Welcome back to your man Kiefer right here on the R&B Live Podcast. Welcome back. Man, what a great. We got the one and only special guest producer, mega producer.
Yes.
King Gas in the building.
Hey, yes. King Gas.
Let's go. I like that, boy. I like that King Gas, boy. That's like King LeBron.
It's been fire all night.
Fire all night. But, you know, he's been dropping some real gold gems with us, man.
And
that's why we wanted you on here, because we as consumers and love of R&B music, or just music in general, you definitely gave us a different perspective on how producers really look at music and how they do it. So I appreciate you being here, bro.
Oh, man. Same. This musical,
you know what
real.
I'm saying? So, yeah. So
I don't appreciate this being so far.
Why he sound sound just like Dimple?
You come from the other side.
Dimple said, man, this is like another zip code.
Oh, for real. Well, I don't even think they put no more street lights. Like, we'll get to a point when you going.
It's the end of the road.
Right.
I'm right next to the mountains, dog.
Yeah. Like, they just stop.
It's not mountains.
No more lights up here.
For nothing.
Like, shit.
I will guarantee you this, and I'm speaking this into existence because I believe how the universe works. Our building, our studio will be in the middle of Vegas.
Okay. Oh, hey. Yeah.
I'm manifesting it with you, man.
But you know, Jay Boogie, I need you to play that intro for us, homie.
I'm a kid for you. You make it look like it's magic. Oh yeah. I see nobody but you.
Let's go.
And I'm gonna
beat it
like a
what?
Head like a drum. Bam, 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 bam.
What? This is my favorite part right here.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, baby.
TT look good.
Yes. TT every time I see her.
We are now in the top five Silky Sheets, but this time we're going to be doing producer styles.
Producers. I'm sorry.
Y'all need to stop doing the
I know. I'm sorry.
So, who's first? Oh, Tasha's
first. Yes.
Who you got, baby girl? Because, you know, because this list is fire.
It is. So, I pick the song Reckless by Aaron Ray, and it's produced by Leon Thomas.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Right here, R&B Live, top five. Let's go. What?
Yeah. We ready to go.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey. Yay.
Got five Tasha. Bitches, and I'm ready to go.
Tasha got eight, to be honest.
Let them know.
Yeah,
let the people
eight,
know the
five.
Truth.
That was fire.
Aaron,
fire,
she got
fire.
Eight.
Yeah, well,
so.
look, you get the claps on.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Okay, so I picked for the number two top five Silky Sheet, I picked Rebel. It's featuring Tink and Jermaine.
Ooh.
And it's produced by Hitmaker.
Yeah.
Yay. Romano and OG Parker, but yeah, this is what song that I picked. So this is top number two, top five.
R&B Live, here we go.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You guys like that?
That shit was that shit.
Yes, I like that.
Be sure you guys come on now.
y'all trying to like dethrone me, huh?
Yes.
Cause Gaz, King Gaz, if you didn't know this, my brother. All the songs that I pick,
yeah, they win.
They always win. I get the most.
He voting
it's
all
rigged,
time.
Huh?
Yeah, it's rigged.
He got like
definitely rigged.
100 like fake profiles. Yeah, and like,
that's what's going on.
Come on, bro. Come on.
I'm just asking. Man.
These are not bops. These are not bops. Okay, these are the real deal. I get the truth. They just mad because I do that Donald Trump shit on there.
Okay.
Not the Donald Trump type beat. That's crazy.
Anyway, can we continue, please? All right, my song, I think it's gonna out produce all y'all.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm gonna stick with my girl Summer Walker.
Oh, okay.
Featuring Black.
Oh, and my boy.
Song is called Like It.
Let's hear it.
This shit is fire.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's go. This is your man Kiefer.
Sade.
And Tashada.
Oh, and King Gats.
We did it on purpose, bro. Welcome to the R&B guys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Song. I like it too.
I bring the heat. I bring the motherfucking heat. Come on now.
It's all right.
Now it's all right?
I like it.
When I claim my shit.
I didn't say I love it. I said I like it.
Yeah.
Y'all smoking on some damn crack. Y'all, look, I'm gonna put it out there. Y'all don't know music.
No, that was a good one.
Okay,
but vote for you. Number one.
Damn. All right. Oh, you know, we got the mega producer in the building.
Yes.
The one and only King Gaz.
What's the deal?
What you got for us, sir? Who you got?
I got SZA, Snooze.
No, he did not.
And that's Leon Thomas.
No, he did not. He gonna bring.
I think I'm finna win.
This right here.
I got a feeling.
You talking about this right here?
That's her.
Yes, that right there. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Can't go wrong with SZA.
The video too though.
Yeah.
We got the video. We got the video. All right, here we go. The R&B Live Podcast. This is your man Kiefer.
Sade.
Tasha.
Sorry about that. I saw that ass. I saw that ass. I said, damn.
I know. He's like, whoa.
I didn't even look. I knew what you was talking about.
You did, huh? Woo, chow.
Good song.
That's a good song. You get the clap.
Yeah. How come I didn't get the clap?
You didn't win.
I didn't get the clap.
Hey! I gotta give it to the props to the guests. Come on now.
Oh, everyone else got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting everybody to vote for mine.
Well, you know, we always use the last for the best.
What?
Or the best for the last. Did I say it right?
He went from words to phrases.
Wow. To names. Names.
Forgive him.
Goodbye. What you got for us, man?
So, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this song. It's called Nunu by Gogo Morrow.
Who produced it?
There's an additional producer credit on there. Teddy Riley.
Oh.
So, wait. I had to look it up because I wasn't too sure who the actual producers were.
Whoa.
Harmony Samuels. JV and Sons of Sonics with additional producer credits. Teddy Riley.
Oh, I got to hear this shit.
Play that shit.
Play
that
shit.
Vibey. It's a vibey type song.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn it.
Yeah, cheater though. He's a DJ.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's a real DJ.
Every time, man.
I need to Shazam that. Play it again.
Is that new?
It is new.
How new is that?
2023.
That shit is new.
My bad. 2022.
Oh,
that's still new.
That song came out. That's
still semi new.
Semi new. Wow.
I like that.
You get the claps too.
What you think?
Nah, that's a very well written song. On top of a bouncy beat too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was fire.
Do you think as a producer, you think that the new Jack Swing has still have some relevance in today's music?
Absolutely. Relevance. Anything that makes somebody dance without you saying dance has relevance.
Woo!
For well, sure.
Man, we gotta have this guy on our show every
I know.
Time.
Again.
Yeah. Y'all gonna have to move to the middle of the city.
when we get our studio, bro. Hey. We're gonna have a name right for the seat right for you, bro.
That's dope. I want to celebrate with y'all.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you,
bro. We want to thank you for joining the show and gracing us with your presence. Yeah. We hope you do come back. Please do. Maybe we're closer, right?
Yeah.
Hey, before we go, give your social media for people that know where they can find you.
At KingGas100. At the Gas Station Studios LV, at the Gas Station Film Studios. That's us. I'll see you soon.
Hey, guys. Okay, so as we bid farewell to you guys, I just want to thank the viewers for watching us. We will be back in another couple weeks, so keep it locked. We have, a probably another great show, right?
Always, we do have a special R&B singer coming into the building.
Okay, guys.
Live performances, so you know, so just keep it locked right here on the hottest podcast in Las Vegas.
Guys, if you guys aren't following us, make sure you subscribe to us on all our social media platforms. We each individually have one too, so be sure you keep a lookout for that. But rmb-live.com. So guys, tune into us.
or like what Dimple say.
Yeah, we come into your door.
We come into your door.
Yeah, we come into your house.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you again for watching. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace.
Thank you.
Life with you feels like my soul has found a home. It was all alone. In the universe, I found it all came from an atom. You see, the teacher told me atoms you need for anything to matter, but nothing even matters to me when you're not here.
For real though,
I'd rather be like Adam and Eve, 'cause I believe in Adam and Eve. I'm sticking to that story. Your science doesn't matter to me. This can't just be chemistry. God has something to do with this. God has something to do with this. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for love.
For real though,
life with you feels like my heart just skipped a beat right past the stars. 'Cause in the universe, I found you. It all came from an atom, you see. The teacher told me atoms you need for anything to matter, but nothing even matters to me when you're not here.
For real though,
I'd rather be like Adam and Eve, 'cause I believe in Adam and Eve. I'm sticking to that story. Your science doesn't matter to me. This can't just be chemistry. God has something to do with this. God has something to do with this. Thank you, God.
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 Thank you, God, for love.